Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A New York court issues a terrible ruling with regards to religious freedom, saying that the Amish children attending their own schools cannot opt out of the vaccination law of the state of New York. There's no religious liberty vaccination exemption, according to the court. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, there has been this scare. It happened in 2019 with regards to vaccinations. And it happened in New York with an Orthodox Jewish community that do not do vaccinations. And they had some outbreak of some measles. And as a result, New York and several other states, including California, they ultimately immediately did a knee-jerk reaction, and New York repealed its religious exemption. Now, most states have a religious exemption. The majority of states do have a religious exemption and a medical exemption. And a number of those states also have a conscience exemption. In other words, the medical exemption, Matt, would be if you have a medical note from a doctor that says you can't take this particular vaccine because it will cause this particular reaction against you that will be harmful, maybe even deadly. That's the medical exemption. Every state has that.
Right.
Most states have the religious exemption, where it's stated that if you have a religious exemption to vaccines, you can also opt out. And some states also have a third exemption, and that is a conscience exemption. You just don't want vaccinations because of other conscience reasons. Could be religious, could be not religious. You don't have to have a religious basis for that, and you can opt out. California had all three. California repealed the religious and the conscience. New York used to have a religious exemption. In fact, we litigated our very first vaccination case in the state of New York, and we won based on the religious exemption. But New York then this year did this knee-jerk reaction and repealed the religious exemption. So now the Amish children, they're not attending public school, they're attending their own schools.
Right.
And they go to school up until age 16. And there's a U.S. Supreme Court case on that very issue, allowing them to stop going to school after age 16 because they're like a self-contained community. And they are self-taught, and they ultimately do not have to go beyond 16. But they are going to their own schools to attend their own schools. Amish children with Amish children, not public schools. These are like larger home schools, if you will, private schools. They must be vaccinated. The Amish said, no, this violates our sincerely held religious beliefs. The court said, sorry, you still have to be vaccinated.
Yeah, and this may well be another case that goes all the way to the Supreme Court. And something that covers both kind of the religious exemption and the conscience exemption, and I know you're going to get into this a little more, Matt, but most people don't realize that a lot of vaccines are derived from aborted fetal tissue.
Yeah.
Vaccines for chickenpox, hepatitis A, rubella, they are produced solely from aborted fetal tissue.
Yeah. From a health perspective, they are not good for you. From a personal perspective, I can speak. My cousin, who was a healthy young boy, actually died as a result of having a vaccine. So, and you see the studies, the children that have died as a result. So, you know, to force this on children is just wrong from a health perspective, as well as a religious exemption as well.
Here's an interesting thought. I was on a panel recently, a couple of months ago, speaking to legislators from around the country on this very issue of vaccinations. And also, there was a medical expert in the area of vaccinations. Now, this particular person is not against all vaccinations, but is wanting to have full disclosure of vaccinations. There's others that are opposed to all vaccinations. Someone raised the question about how all this paranoia began with the small spread of measles in a very insular community in New York in 2019 among the Orthodox Jews. One person said in the Q&A, asked a question, if you allowed this, a religious exemption or conscience exemption, for example, would that ultimately result in the spread of measles, to be just one example? And the medical expert said, you know, you could have some additional outbreak of measles, but listen to this. She said, research shows that if you've never had measles, you are more susceptible to certain kinds of cancer. So in other words, having measles could ultimately reduce your susceptibility to cancer down the road. Now, would you rather have some measles that you could ultimately address, or would you rather come down with cancer? So it's a really interesting concept that I had never heard of before.
Part of building up your immune system naturally as God created.
Yeah.
Well, we know too that just with chickenpox, for instance, and a lot of time for if adults get chickenpox, then they are much more susceptible to getting shingles and other potentially dangerous diseases. The chickenpox can even be deadly, depending on how old you are. If you're older and older, so some people will actually have chickenpox parties where they get young kids together, go ahead and expose them all to chickenpox, where they at that young age, strong immune system, they get through it, no problem, and now they're never going to get it again.
Well, if you go back, you had mentioned before, there's two different kinds of religious exemptions that we have encountered. One would be the religious exemption that is opposed only to vaccines made with aborted fetal cell lines. The other religious exemption would be to all vaccines because of the idea that your body is the temple of God and you don't want to put things in your body that are harmful to your body. And so let's look at the pro-life side for a minute. If you go back to the rubella epidemic in 1964, some doctors advised pregnant women who were exposed to the disease to abort their children. The resulting virus strain became known in the science world as RA/27/3. R stands for rubella, A stands for abortus, 27 stands for the 27th fetus tested. And 3 stands for the third tissue explant. In other words, there were 26 abortions prior to finding the right species with the active virus. The rubella vaccine was then cultivated from the 27th aborted baby on the lung tissue of yet another aborted infant, which is called WI-38. WI-38, or Wistar Institute 38, was taken from the lung of an aborted baby at 3 months gestation in the 1960s. A second human cell line known as MRC5 was derived from a male at 14 weeks gestation in the 1970s. These two aborted cell lines have been used to provide an ongoing source for many widely used vaccines, including hepatitis A and chickenpox.
I wonder how many doctors know that.
Very few doctors know that. Now, here's the other thing. It's not just a pro-life objection, because the medical information also shows that when you inject somebody else's DNA into your body, then it has more health consequences.
Absolutely.
So there are certain vaccines that have no alternative. They are made with this aborted fetal cell tissue. And there are others that have an alternative. And whatever decision you make on some of these vaccines, ask your doctor about whether the doctor knows about the health consequences. I know most of them will say, oh, there's no health consequences. Well, let me tell you this. There have been almost $4 billion of payments made to individuals, $100 million every year from the Vaccine Injury Compensation Fund by the federal government. We'll talk a little bit more about that as we continue this fascinating story and why there should be, in my view, at least a religious and certainly a conscience objection opt-out to these vaccines because there are serious religious liberty issues, and there's also serious health consequences. It's not just some open and shut case that some of these medical providers or certainly the pharmaceutical companies want you to believe it is. And we'll continue that discussion. If you want this vaccine memo that we have, you can go to our website or call 407-875-1776. 407-875-1776, or go to lc.org and email us, liberty@lc.org, and ask for the vaccination memo, and we will send this information to you. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.